With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello to your beautiful nose nebula. It's Crystal Rosas back with another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Tonight, I got bamboozled by a cactus. How things are going with the guy that I'm seeing. I went to the MTV VMAs and I blacked out at the Yankees game.
Sit back, relax. It's Crystal's Nightcap.
Happy Monday. Here we are back at it for another episode. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. If you don't follow me on all socials, what's up? Why is there beef? Everything you can find me at La Crystal Rosas. Check out my online boutique, LaCrystalRosas.com. Click on that shop tab. I'm still working on getting my laptop figured out because it has no storage available, so I can't even open Final Cut. So I haven't been able to upload any of my dang YouTube videos, but you guys know that you can go back for days on there. So on YouTube, I'm at La Crystal Rosas, and I'm live on the radio Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Listen to me and Maxwell afternoons on Z100, New York's number one hit music station. And also, what else? Oh, yeah, on the weekends, I'm on multiple stations across the country, so you can see through my socials, which ones I'm on. In particular, San Francisco, Saturdays 3 to 8 p.m. I'm on in Austin, Texas, 7 to midnight. I'm on in Fresno, California, Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then in North Carolina, in the Triad, Greensboro and all that, I'm on Sundays 11 p.m. to 4 p.m. I hope I got those right. Anyways, we're going to get into Crystal's Cave. I just want to do a little inventory check, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. Summertime is coming to a sad, sad end. I saw this survey that said a lot of people thought that this was the worst summer ever, but I did not have the worst summer ever. My worst summer ever was lightweight last summer when I went through a whole depression and episode, panic attacks, manic episodes, and then bounced back. Look what happens when you drink water and eat healthy. So this summer was really, really awesome for me, but not for everyone. And that is okay. We all can't have the best summer ever, every year of our lives. Let's just make sure that we're going to make fall the best fall, okay? We're going to get into it. It's snuggle season. It's cuddle season. It's pumpkin and spice season. We're wearing our cardigans. We're wearing our fall boots, matching with the hats. So there's stuff to look forward to this fall, okay? We have Thanksgiving. We have Halloween. We have the fall time. We have the corn mazes, you know what I'm saying? So that's something to look forward to, okay? If this summer was a flop for us, then we're making the fall not a flop. But yeah, I'm doing great, as you can hear. I had a really great weekend. It was super fun. It was chill. It was relaxing. It was crazy. I had a great week as well. And we're getting into that in Crystal's Cave. This is a segment where I talk about me, myself, I, and we're getting into it right meow.
Hello.
Who's in here?
It's so dark. Ew, what's dripping?
Did I just step on something? You're now inside Crystal's Cave.
So we all know this past Monday, the week before, was Labor Day. And how dare they have us working on Labor Day? Me and Maxwell did not get it off. But we're not the only ones. There's tons of people that need to get Labor Day off. And it is how it is sometimes. I'm like, aren't we part of the union? We are part of the union. Shouldn't Labor Day be a mandatory day off? But I can't be too picky and too annoying because I literally have next week off. So who am I to complain? Number one. Number two, I have the best job in the entire world at the biggest, craziest, awesomest radio station in the whole world, in the biggest, best city in the whole world other than the Bay Area. So I really didn't mind working Labor Day. I worked with Maxwell, obviously. And then after that, I did a little grocery shopping. And whenever I do grocery shopping out here in New York, I always post it to my story because it is a flex. It is a flex to buy groceries in Manhattan because a dang tomato is probably $7. Grapes, $12. Like, people come over and start eating my fresh fruit and veggies. I'm like, you want to chip in for that? Because it's more expensive to buy healthy food out here than it is to buy drinks. Nah, I'm just kidding. Whenever people come over, I want them to eat whatever they want to eat. But you know how it is. Like, grocery shopping is crazy. So that was Monday, nothing crazy. And then Tuesday, I think I mentioned, maybe not, that my mom, Sandrita, Sandra Rosas, she is a saint that fell down from heaven. She bought me hella frozen food from Costco and shipped it to my house. And I'm talking about 16 packs of bacon. 16 packs of bacon, you guys. She organic bacon she sent. She sent me like four bags, big old bags of peeled shrimp that I freeze. She brought me like hella chicken boobs, hella like salmon and like tilapia. She just bought me hella frozen stuff. So when it comes to protein, I am stacked for probably a year. Thank the Lord. Thanks, Andrita. Thanks, Mom. You are the best mom in the whole world, and I will pay you back with tons of grandkids one day. So she bought me hella protein and stuff, so I don't really have to buy that right now for a while. All I really have to buy is fresh veggies and fruta and like dairy and stuff. So I was like, you know what? I haven't cooked in a hot second because, you know, the first few months Esteban was here, so he was cooking for me. And then the last few months Sandrita was here, so she was cooking for me. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be my little Chef Boyardee. I'm a Chef Crystal in the house. So I was like, I'm gonna make some shrimp and veggies. So I did that and it was terrible. It was nasty. Like, I was really on a cooking roll when I was living in the Bay because, remember, I was linking up with my homie, Jeremy, the Yoon Cooks. He's now a chef in Hawaii, in Waikiki. And he was teaching me how to cook, and my stuff was coming out solid. But I guess because I haven't cooked in so long, like, I forgot. And when I made, like, when I'm telling you, I made, like, 25 pieces of shrimp, they were disgusting. I was scarfing it down because I was hungry and because I really had nothing else to eat. But I was angry while I was eating it. I was really, really angry. So that was Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I woke up in a great mood. I decided to hang out with my plants because I'm a plant senora now. Yes, I'm living my best plant mom life. And I bought a few things. I bought a cactus. I bought some succulents. I bought some trees. I bought a lily tree. I bought another tree that I can't even pronounce. I bought a Chinese money plant. I bought another plant that I need to also figure out the name. And I was checking out my cacti that I bought. And this cactus, it's like a mini little cactus. Like, you can, it's something that you could probably find in like the desert, obviously. And it had these pink flowers on it. And when I first got it and I had it in my backpack, bringing it from like Home Depot or whatever, some of the little pink flowers, really pretty fuchsia pink flowers, fell off. And I had just like plopped them back on, like thinking, okay, you know, whatever, I'll just make it look like they're growing and thriving. But then, you know, flowers die and they get all wilty and it'll get gross after a second. When I was checking out my cacti, I noticed that it was not, like, the pink flowers after, like, 2 weeks of being there and, like, me just plopping them there were not discoloring and were not shriveling and were not frail. So I was going to just take a little more inspection. I did a little more inspecting on this cactus and realized that these flowers on top of the cactus were hot glued on. They were fake. They were fake. Home Depot did me dirty. And this cacti was like $9. And literally the only reason I bought it was because of these pink flowers. Now I'm finding out that they are fake. I had no idea. I posted on my IG story. Apparently a lot of you guys found out the same way that I did, because every single one of those, there's three flowers on it. We're all hot glued on. Gotta say, gotta give credit to where credit is due. If you're gonna hustle, do it right. Home Depot did what they had to do. They got me. They are getting all of us. I just feel a little scammed and bamboozled. I'm not going to obviously go back and return it because it's actually really pretty. But that happened. That was a thing. Now, a ver qué más. We, on the show, Maxwell and Crystal on Z100, we had a few interesting topics. we're talking about this story of this girl who was super furious because she found out that her boyfriend was going out on a friend's date with a friend that's a girl. And him and her have known each other since they were in foster care, so they're very close. But on this friend date he took the girl on, he spent over $1,500. He took her to dinner, took her to a museum, and then they went to go watch a show. And they spent over $1,500. And I was, like, appalled because I'm like, what? The girl was super furious. The boyfriend was saying, she's just a friend. It's my money. I can spend it how I want. And this was one of our topics, like asking how much is too much to spend on your partner on a friend date. And we asked $50, $100, $1,000. Most people actually pointed towards the middle of $50 and $100, which I think is fine. You know, I think if my dude is going to take their girlfriend out on a date, honestly, he should be going 50-50 with her. There is no reason, unless it's literally his sister or his, like, blood relative, there's no reason that, sir, you need to be flexing on another girl, spending money on another girl that isn't me, your mom, your siblings, or your primas. Like, that is really it. Because when I go out with my brother, he'll usually pay. He'll usually pay. Love him so much. And he usually takes care of me. But also, like, I spent a lot of money on the baby, on my nephew, on his kids. So that's kind of why Junior always pays for me. And he's also kind of just like a man like that. Like, he'll try to always pay for the females. Also, when I go out with my primos, like when I go out with my cousin Hector, remember we went to Fleming's and that was crazy. He'll pay for me too. Like, we're all going to Vegas next week together and he's handling the hotel and I'm sure he's going to handle some dinners as well. So it's like when I go out with some of my boy cousins, they pay for me. When I go out with guy friends, This is where I'm a hypocrite. When I go out with my guy friends, yes, they will pay for me. Like, y'all remember Shane, the one who we came out to New York City with? He bought me, like, Chanel sunglasses. Alan bought us everything, a hotel flight. So, yeah, my guy friends, especially the ones that are balling, they do pay for me sometimes. But honestly, I'll pay for them too. Hey, okay, that's what it is. I'll pay for them too. So when me and Shane go out, like when I went to go visit him recently in Arizona, I remember, he let me stay at his place. And so I was paying when we were going to eat and I was paying for things here and there because he picked me up from the airport. You know, he was a really great host. He let me sleep on his bed while he was on the couch. You know what I'm saying? So I think it does kind of depend on the case by case basis, but $1,500 is way too much. A lot of our callers said that it's fine, that they wouldn't be jealous, but no, me, that's not okay. So that was Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I went on a little fall shopping spree to Marshall's. We don't have a Ross out here, y'all. We don't have a Ross, and it's really like the worst thing in the world, but I was able to go to Marshall's. I bought some sweaters, fall sweater weather vibes. I bought some pumpkin spice candles. I bought some Halloween spooky vibe decorations, and I actually did a haul on my Instagram story, my Instagram live. So if you go on my Instagram at La Crystal Rosas, you go to my live tab and you can see all the stuff that I picked up for spooky season. So that was really fun. And then, a ver, Thursday night, did I do anything Thursday night? Oh, my girl Ro from KML, she's our sister station on the Hip Hop's sister station in San Francisco. Ro is out here. So she came over with one of her friends and we went to this place to get some drinks, and it was a low key vibe. It wasn't like a turn up situation because it was super low key. Afterwards, she decided to go out more to more rooftops, but I had to work Friday morning. So then I just, look at me being responsible and not turning up. I just went straight to work. So then Friday was chill. Did I go out Friday? Oh yeah, Friday after work. Me and Maxwell were supposed to go to a concert, but it got canceled because of the panorama. So then I hit up the guy that I'm kind of seeing out here. I don't know if we're dating. Like, I don't know if we're dating, but like, I'm seeing him. We're like hanging out. We're like, you know, kissing each other on the cheek or whatever. What did I call him? Sam. Yes. So Sam's sister is still in town. So he was going to go get drinks with some friends. And I was like, yo, like, my plans changed. I'm not going out. Like, what are you doing? And he was like, come through. So we went to this really awesome place in downtown, like the West Side. I honestly forgot what it's called, but we just kind of had some beers there. And then after, they're like, let's go get tacos. So we got tacos at Tacos Numero Uno, I think it's called, or Dos Tacos. It's one of those. And they were good. Like, I thought they were good, but they're not like California. No. They're not like Taco Sinaloa. They're not like Tio Juan's. They're not like our taco trucks. Like, honestly, like, California tacos unmatched, and it just is what it is. So then after that, they went home, and I went home Saturday. Let's see. What did I do Saturday? Saturday was 9/11, and honestly, I was very, very emotional Saturday morning waking up. 9/11 is the 20th year anniversary of the tragedy, and just seeing all the stuff on social media, seeing the lives that were lost here in America, seeing that the innocent lives that were lost overseas in Iraq, like, it's just an awful situation of what happened. So honestly, you guys, like, for the whole most of the day Saturday, like, I was just in my bed watching 9/11 documentaries and like crying and wearing my New York Yankees hat. So I was like really, really sad. And my homie Travis, now you guys remember last week's episode, I thought that my friend Travis died because he was supposed to go with me to my other coworker Josh's birthday party. But Travis never answered and never responded, which was very unlike him. I thought that he like died. And here's what happened with Travis, you guys. Travis, the day before we were supposed to hang out, the night before, so Saturday night, he got so turned up that he woke up Sunday afternoon in downtown New York City in a porta potty. He woke up in a porta potty, completely lost his phone, was just disheveled, pants down in a porta potty. So Travis felt really bad. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is where I woke up. Like, it was awful. Like, no. I was like, oh, homie, I wish I was there to turn up with you because that sounds like a lit night, a disgustingly lit night. So that's why he didn't show up Sunday. But to make it up for me, he invited me to the Yankee game. And look at this. It was the New York Yankees against the New York Mets. And they were playing at Citi Field in Queens. So he was like, yo, Crystal, do you want to come to this game with me? And he showed me a screenshot of the tickets, and the tickets were like $1,500. And I was like, gotta be honest with you, bro. Like, that is not my budget, and it will never be in my budget. And I was like, so can't really make it. And he's like, don't worry, I got you. So Travis was like, we're going to the game. Let's go get dinner somewhere, and then we'll go to the game. So around 6 p.m., I start getting ready, and I look cute because I'm going to be right behind the home plate. Five rows back. You know, there's always, like, people out there. Who knows? Maybe Pete Davidson would be there, but he wasn't because he had something else to do. But wait, was this Saturday? Yeah, this was Saturday. So we take, do we take the train? Yeah, we take the train there. And it's like a 40-minute train ride, and we... No. First, we get dinner at like a Mexican restaurant, some light. And then we go there, and we're starting to get drinks. And I decide that it's going to be a vodka night, and that was a big mistake. That was a big mistake because, unbeknownst to me, even though I'm 27 and I should understand myself by now, I do not understand that when I drink vodka, your girl gets tired. I guess certain alcohol... I knew this, but I just... didn't really take it to heart. Different types of alcohol affects you differently. And everyone is different. But for me, vodka is a super downer. So I was slumped like by the sixth inning. Mind you, we got there late as hell. We got there like at the third or fourth inning. And then by the end of the sixth inning, I was donezo. Like, I was knocked out. Like, I wanted to be done. I would just drag me home, honey. So... we're still getting drinks, but I'm still getting drowsier. And like by the eighth inning, I'm like sleeping in my seat. And then I'm like, please drive. Can we just go home? Like, I'm just done. I just want to go home. Like, I was not a good time. And we do I go home and I wake up and I'm like, how did I get here? Like, how did I get home? Like, I have no idea what happened. I FaceTime Travis. I'm like, Travis, what the heck happened last night? He was like, girl, you were out by like the sixth inning. You were like five drinks deep. You were over it. You asked if we can go. And I literally had to drag you home. Like, you were barely walking. I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Like, I was so excited for my first Yankee game and Mets game. And I totally ruined it. And I know these tickets were so expensive. He's like, don't even worry. Like, I'm looking forward to the next Yankee game. Next time it's going to be at the Yankee Stadium. And you're going to drink straight tequila so that you don't die and fall asleep at the game. I'm like, sounds like a plan to me. Man, I was so sad. Like, I could have been on TV and stuff. Like, I could have probably been on the Jumbotron, but no, vodka had to ruin the party. So that was Saturday night. And in the morning, when I wake up, I get a text from Maxwell, and he's like, yo, check your email. And I'm always scared when he sends me those texts because I, especially when we're not at work, never check my email. Like, if I'm not on air, why do you need to email me? And if it's that serious, then text me. But we got an email from our boss, and our boss was like, yo, Crystal Maxwell, you guys are going to the VMAs. Your tickets are going to be at the box office. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I'm going to the VMAs tonight. That is crazy. Also awkward because I had made plans with my dude, Sam. So I feel kind of bad that I can't hang out with Sam anymore. We plan to do dinner at the house and watch a movie and just like read the Bible, you know, stuff, whatever. So I felt bad that I wasn't going to be able to hang out with him. And then I know that we are both going to have busy weeks this week. He's going out of town. I'm going out of town for like over a week. So I was like, Sam, good morning. Like, what are you doing? And he said that he woke up to take his sister to the airport and he couldn't fall asleep. And I'm like, come over. Like, I'll make breakfast for us and we can watch movies. I'm not going to be able to hang out later. And he's like, cool, on my way. So he comes over and we're not really that hungry. I don't know why. Like, I think I'm still kind of like weird from all the vodka I drank the night before. So we just kind of start watching movies and we just start hanging out and we're just talking and chit-chatting and we're just like talking forever. And then eventually we make like a lunch, I guess, for ourselves. Like, we tag team, we make salmon and veggies. And then we're just like kind of watching TV and chilling. And it was great. It was like a great time hanging out with him and kind of getting to know him more. Because sometimes we're hanging out with friends and...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More so, we've been hanging out with a group of friends instead of just hanging out one-on-one. And especially since his sister was in town. So it was great to just hang out, the both of us. And I had a lot of fun with him. And I'm like, I'm definitely starting to kind of feel this guy. Like, he's a good time. He's a good time. So that was fun. And then I got ready for the VMAs. And, you know, I had to look correct. I had to come correct. This is my first VMAs. No, I'm not doing no red carpet yet. No, I'm not, you know, interviewing or doing anything crazy. This was just an opportunity for me and Maxwell to be in the audience. But it's the first VMAs back since the Panorama. They had a crazy lineup, huge stars there, and oh my God, it was amazing and more. I mean, first of all, the tickets that we got hooked up with, like, of course people are in the pit, but the thing about the pit is that you have to be standing up for 4 hours in the pit, and you have to be super energetic and excited because the cameras are always on you. And we ended up sitting next to some awesome, important record label people, and they're the ones who hooked us up with the tickets. And the tickets that we got were going for over $400 because of the view that we had of the entire show and stage and everyone. And it was just like the perfect view. Honestly, if, of course, I would have loved to be in the pit, but for this specific experience, I'm so thankful and happy and gracious that first I was even in the building, because like going to the VMAs, like I never thought, I really in my whole life never thought I would ever have an opportunity like that. and just the view that we had. And Madonna is the first person that comes out, and it's just insane. And this stage that they had, and then seeing Lil Nas X's performance in the flesh, it was honestly like history. Like, that was the craziest performance I've ever seen in my whole life. Watching Doja Cat host and then her performance, and watching Olivia Rodrigo, who was like one of the biggest artists out right now, win Artist of the Year, and she did her performance. Camila Cabello, like an icon. She just left it all on the stage. And then her introducing Shawn Mendes and his boring performance. I love Shawn Mendes. Have met him a whole bunch of times. He is so great. He's a great artist. I just don't know what that performance was. Like, some people were defending him and saying that he's not really like a dancer kind of guy. He usually jams out to his guitar. I just feel like he could have done a little more for the VMAs. Like, he could have, like, especially since Camila had like backup dancers and was going crazy. And then, like, love him. Love you, Sean. I'm so sorry to say all this, but it just is true. A ver qué más. Watching like Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian there doing the introductions, like, it was just such a cool experience seeing how it goes, you know, live, and then seeing all the cameras and seeing the, you know, the commercial times. And then, you know, like I said, like, of course I wasn't on the red carpet or anything, but just being there was such an experience. And from someone who literally like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, dropping my whole life, dropping everything to watch the VMAs, everything to watch the Kids' Choice Awards. Like, I was such a fan and am such a fan of these things. So me being in that arena, like the energy, Busta Rhymes, like it's bringing me chills to this moment. Like, I can't believe that I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm so lucky to do this. I can't believe that I got to go with, like, my best friend, Maxwell, and we're going as part of Z100, the biggest radio station. Like, this is just a dream and more for me. And it was really a surreal moment. Like, I think it's even better that our boss told us, like, the night before, because it was just insane. It was incredible. And I took a lot of videos, so I'm going to put that on YouTube once my computer gets all settled. But yeah, that was honestly an extreme moment. And talking about it today on air afterwards, like the whole wrap up and all that, like, I got to see all the behind the scenes. It's just incredible. And people don't get tickets to stuff like that. Like, I was trying to figure out how anyone can get tickets to that. And it's really, really, really hard. It's really hard to get into that. So, and I'm sure there's some people that know the ins and outs, but I don't know how I would have been able to get tickets if I just wanted to go. So, super thankful to my boss for making it happen and the label reps. And thank you, MTV, for having us. They gave us little goodie bags with like MTV cookies and like Doritos. And then someone responded and was like, that looks like Fyre Festival meal. I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I'm just happy and thankful they're giving us something. Like, they didn't have to give us nothing. So that was yesterday, and it was just incredible. I mean, it really, really was. So that was my week and weekend, and it was super, super fun. Tonight, my homies from Bishop O'Dowd in Oakland, we're going to link up one of my girls, Courtney. We've actually had her on the podcast before. She's the one who was on Empire. Remember, she made a debut appearance as the young cookie on Empire. So she's in town. She's an actress and she's killing it. She's in town. She wants to meet up tonight. And then also our other good friend, Sheila, she's going to meet up with us tonight too. So we're going to go get drinks somewhere in Soho. Oh my God. We're going to get dinner and drinks in Soho. I feel so cool. I feel like such a New Yorker. We're doing that tonight. Tomorrow night, me and Sam have plans again just to hang out before he leaves. He's going on a little trip with his friends for that the rest of the week and the weekend. And then so this is a really fun week for me because tomorrow I'm interviewing in studio the Kid Laroi with Maxwell. Wednesday, him and I are also going to interview Lil Nas X in the studio. And I've met him before. We did a interview recently, but it was on Zoom. So we're going to actually get to see him again. That's Wednesday. And then Wednesday night I'm packing because Thursday I'm going to Vegas. It is the 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas. So get this. Thursday, I fly in. I do the rehearsal and all that. I get my credentials. I check in. Thursday night is La Día de la Independencia for Mexico. It's our Independence Day on Thursday night. And you know my girl, DJ Yo-Yoli. She is DJing. Not only that, it's her freaking birthday week. So it's going to be her birthday and the DJ situation Thursday night. Unfortunately, I can't drink, but that's okay because she doesn't drink either during her shows. But you know I can still turn up even if I don't drink. Because Friday, me and Max are going to be doing a lot of work for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. We're going to be hosting the pre-show of the daytime stage where Olivia Rodrigo, Saweetie, The Kid Laroi, Khalid, like all these big artists are going to be at the daytime stage. So Maxwell and I are doing the pre-show, and we're also going to be doing all the content during the show for the artists when they zoom in after they hit the stage. We're doing that. And then Friday night, we're doing the post show. So after the show, we're going to host that. You'll be able to see that on our Facebook and all our Instagram. So make sure you're following at iHeartRadio. And make sure you're following me on all socials to see that. And then Saturday, we're doing the same thing. We're doing the pre-show and the post show. So I'm going to have a busy weekend. Sunday, my primo Hector, you know, cousin Hector, the one that looks like DJ Khaled, he's flying in. I'm going to have a relaxed day. Sunday, I'm going to just try to relax and be at the pool and do nothing because Monday, cousin Jessica, prima Jessica, and Esteban, little Esteban, 20-year-old Esteban is turning 21 Monday night, baby. So we're going to be doing his 21st birthday there. We're staying at the Vidara. It's going to be so freaking lit. And then Tuesday, my girl, Elisa, is flying in. Her hubby is flying in. Her friends, our friends. My tocaya, Crystal, is also coming. So we're all going to party all together. Hector, Jessica, Esteban, Elisa, her hubby, our other friends. We're all partying for Elisa's birthday. That's Tuesday. We're going to have to wake up at like 5 in the morning Wednesday because we're doing a Grand Canyon tour. Not the helicopter tour, not that one. But we're doing like a bus tour where a private bus is going to pick us up and going to take us hiking through the Grand Canyon. And it's going to be amazing. That's going to be a whole day thing Wednesday. Not only that, we have reservations at like the best spots in Vegas, like Catch. I know everyone goes to Catch and it's like, It's chuggy at this point, but Esteban's never been, and neither have some of my cousins, and they've really wanted to go to Catch. So Catch is on Monday, and then Tuesday we have reservations at the dope Japanese spot at The Wynn, which is like there's like a waterfall there, and it's amazing. And then we're going to be doing rooftop drinks for Elisa and all that. Like, it is just going to be too much. All the money that I've made recently in my endorsements is going all to that. I'm super, super excited to just ball out, live my best life. I might buy another bag. I might buy some more cowboy boots like I did last time. I don't know. But y'all know, like, usually when I go to Vegas, I turn up if it's not for a family affair. So we're going to do it right. So I'm going to be there for the whole week. Like, I'm going to be there for a week and a day. Thank goodness. It feels like I go to Vegas more than I go home. Like, and I'm not mad about it. Vegas is like my second home. I would say like New York is my heart. The Bay is my home. And Vegas is my second home. Vegas is my vacation home. So I'm really excited. I'm also going to be able to hang out with my Theo Juvie, my Ninos, my Theo Juvie and Eileen and my other Theos. My Thea Liz is flying in. So it's just going to be a grand old time. Of course, you're going to see it all. Of course, I'm going to vlog it all. Duh. So I'm really excited to share about all that. And same thing, I'm going to be going through my Instagram story archives to just like make sure that I remember everything going on. But something also fun that I've been doing recently is turning my Crystal's Nightcap Instagram into a meme page. And you guys are sending in and submitting awesome memes. So if you haven't followed Crystal's Nightcap on IG at Crystal's Nightcap, CrystalsNightcap, go follow it because I'm trying to go off. I'm trying to go crazy. And yeah, you guys, thank you so much again for listening to another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. It's been so, so fun. I'm thankful for you for keeping up and for listening, because if it wasn't for you, I would not be here. I'm thankful for everyone who whoever drops a love or a like on anything, whoever drops a comment, whoever hits me with a DM, like, you're amazing. All the support that I get from you, thank you. All the good vibes and energy you give me, thank you. If you ever need anything, I'm here for you. If you need a plug for something in the Bay, you know I know everybody and a bag of chips, so let me know, okay? There it is, another episode of Crystal's Nightcap. Subscribe if you haven't. Share the podcast with your friends if you're really loving it. I'm live every weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, with Maxwell on Z100. Also, on the weekends, I'm on tons of stations, so check out which ones I'm on for that. And yes, that's that on that. I love, love, love you, and I'll see you on the next one. Mwah. You thought I was done. Okay, I'm adding this little bonus clip of a convo that I had with Justin. You heard him in last week's episode, and he's starting his first day of senior year. He has a little rant about that, so here's how that convo went. Oh, King Justin, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? Okay, Justin is 17 years old. He's my little protege. I'm pretty much teaching him everything about radio. He has his own radio station, his own podcast. Where can they listen to that?
The free Odyssey app, soon to be on the free iHeartRadio app, ooh. Okay? So it's going to be like a sister station to like Z100, like a very like distant sister station.
Period. So we have you on, in your podcast.
Oh, my podcast as well. The Night Podcast with Justin, okay? Mm-hmm. So I talk to you guys for a good 15 minutes at night about everything that has happened in the last week or so before that episode airs. Do you understand?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Okay, now what we want to talk about is your first day of school, which was today. School in New York City has come back. All the public schools, you have to come back. You have to be vaccinated. It's in person. And this is your senior year of high school, so you wanted to go off on a rant.
Oh, my God. First of all, I feel so old. I walked out the door this morning, and I'm like, I feel old.
Says the high school senior who's 10 years younger than me. Keep going.
get me my cane. I feel old. My back is starting to hurt.
You're not old. You got to do some yoga. That's what you got to do. Okay, so you feel old because you're seeing all the little kids, the freshmen who look like toddlers.
Oh, my, yes. And so, you know, I feel like I'm like the king of the school. That's how I felt before I went into the school. Ooh. Now, once I walked in, it was a very different feeling. It was so overwhelming. I got scared. I felt like I just wanted to like run away from everybody.
You were saying that you felt, I got a text message at like 7:30 in the morning, and you were just like, Crystal, I just can't. I'm at school right now, and I hate it. Like, I'm like, whoa, chill out. What's the problem? You said, Crystal, I'm in school and I'm so overwhelmed. I'm scared.
And I'm like, at this point, like the only person I could really reach out to was Crystal. And first I wanted to make sure that she was awake before I text her, you know? So it was very, but the reason is because like all seriousness, it's just like for more than, for over a year, I was doing school virtually. Mm-hmm. So I got used to that. And it's more beneficial for me to do school virtually than in person. And going back to school in person, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right with me. Yes, we have to follow the whole mask thing. But for an entire day to be wearing a mask.
I know.
In a classroom, sometimes the classrooms, not all the classrooms are air conditioned. So you have to sit there, mm-hmm. you know, sweating and breathing in your own breath. So it's just, it was super scary. Like it was scary for me because I don't know if the students around me, if anybody around me takes care of themselves yeah. outside of the school, because you may have to wash your hands and wear the mask during school hours, but I don't know what you do outside of the school building. I don't know if you really hand sanitize your hands. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you or wash your hands. I don't know if you're a clean person when you're in the house, because you know you have to constantly clean, especially now with COVID.
Friends? What about the hanging out with the homies and lunch and all that? Was that kind of fun?
Well, it was You know, I much rather be doing school from home, and then
I know.
You know, like, you know, if I want to go out right after school, I have that, and I don't have to be so tired because I have to take the bus and the train. You know, my morning commute is taking the bus, then taking the train, and then walking.
Man. Well, I'm going to pray for you, bro, because it is true. Like, wearing a mask all day must really suck. I'm super lucky that I'm at a workplace where I don't have to wear my mask 24/7. But there are people. There's a lot of people, Justin, even our nurse. Think about our nurses and our doctors, our first responders who do have to wear masks, like, for over 8-hour shifts. You know, like, I feel you. I'm not taking away from that. You guys are still teens. You guys are kids. And it definitely does suck. I know it sucks having to go back to school. I know a lot of kids really enjoyed virtual learning, but I'm proud of you that you're back and you're still going at it, and you're actually signing up for community college, right? To do like double time?
Yes, I am. I cannot wait. You know, I'm going to be your new business guy, marketing guy. So any marketing things or business guy, business, anything business related,
business
comes
king.
To Mr. Yes, come to Mr. Justin Florentino.
Yes. Now, listen, in my first, I think it's like my first or second episode of Crystal's Nightcap, I shared my journey of how I got through college without debt. I did the community college route and how I was able to do that. So I'm trying to teach Justin a thing or two. And I told you, if I were to do it over again, my senior year of high school, I would have been taking some community college classes so that I can get credits out the way so I can graduate sooner. So I'm happy that you're serious about that and you're going to sign up soon. So very proud of you, Justin.
Yes.
Congrats on your first day of school.
Anything fun or
exciting or crazy happened, or it was pretty chill?
It was pretty chill. I was just super hot.
Yeah, it was a hot day today out here.
In the classroom.
You need to start a petition if these classrooms don't have AC. Like, that is inhumane.
You know, we were in this classroom for 2 hours, no AC, the window was cracked, so that was even worse because the hot air was coming in.
And then the mask
so
on top
I was
of
just
it.
Like, oh my,
oh
right.
my gosh.
So I was guarding that because, you know, we're not allowed to use the water fountains because, you know, COVID. So they actually
so
have
y'all
like
parched.
This.
Y'all are thirsty,
oh, no,
dehydrated,
I was,
hot,
but
sweating,
I couldn't,
breathing your own breath.
I could not hold it anymore. So they have like this little like water. You see, like when you go to the doctor's office, like they have like this little water dispenser where you like, it's like, it has like this big, like huge gallon of water at the top. So I was guarding that where that's right. It was cold, cold water. I was guarding that and I was not letting nobody take water. I was hogging it because I needed that water.
My, oh my.
It
well, thank you for
hot.
Joining again, Justin. Make sure you check him on Hot 93.3.
Well, it's you know, technically you don't say the point, but for those who want to check out the station, you can just like, for example, an easy search would be if you go on, just hop on Google and just search up Hot 93.3 Odyssey and it'll pop up right away. That's A-U-D, how do you spell Odyssey? A-U-D-A-C-Y. A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
There
formerly
go.
Known as radio.com.
Mm-hmm. And on all socials, he's at Justin Blabs.
Oh, God.
Love that. Love that handle for you. Okay, King. Got to run. Thank you for coming on, and I will talk to you later, okay?
Thank you.
Mwah, 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 mwah. All right, there it is. Love you, and I'll see you on the next one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.